It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And good to be back here in the studio. We are very excited because we've got a very special guest tonight, Jim.
Right here live in the studio with us.
Right here live in the studio. And I'm going to hold the surprise for just a little bit if you hadn't seen my post on social media. But we're going to bring her on just shortly after the break here and just talk to her. What a great journey that she's had, a fitness journey, spiritual journey, emotional journey. I mean, and now she's got a professional journey that she's going on, and we're just glad that she's back here in South Georgia.
Right, and like you say, you know, she's been through a lot and reached a level, you know, in her profession, her goal that a lot of people strive to, and some people never get to that particular level.
Absolutely, and I just love this person. But before we get to her, we're going to talk a little bit. We had Dr. Jake Croft on with us last time we were on, and he is bringing to Valdosta another first South Georgia Strongman competition, April the 15th.
That's right, and you know, we've seen those on TV, never been to one live, so really looking forward to going to that one in Valdosta.
We are. We're going to cover that event for him and be talking about it. And if you're interested in sponsoring that event or participating in that event, just reach out to us, or you can reach out to Jake Croft on Facebook or Instagram, or the Strongman Competition. I think he's got an Instagram page just for that event. So, and then coming up February the 18th, Georgia MPC is going to hold the MPC Southeastern Bodybuilding Conference and Health Expo in Lilburn, Georgia. And, Jim, what an event that's going to be.
That's right. And if you are a competitor, you need to make your way to that event, and you will get all kind of advice, tips, workshops, seminars, advice from competitors, pros, judges, promoters, and you are actually going to be a presenter there.
I am going to be a presenter. I'll be talking to the promoters about how to promote their events in their respected areas, respected cities. You know, I spend a lot of time promoting MPC Night of the Gladiators, and we had almost a full house of spectators. A lot of people that had never been to a bodybuilding show here in South Georgia. So I think they kind of took note of that, and so I'm going to be presenting to the promoters about what I did to make that happen.
Good. And you're right. There were a lot of spectators, a lot of vendors, and you know, you did a great job, and I know you worked hard to put on a good show.
Well, as we're talking about that, NPC Night of the Gladiators is how many weeks away, Jim?
Maybe about 30.
31 weeks away.
Okay.
31 weeks, and we will be hosting MPC Night of the Gladiators once again. And what a great show it was last year. But, Jim, I'm expecting even more competitors and more vendors this year. I already have my first vendor. Several of the other vendors from last year have already said they were coming back. So I'm very, very excited. I'm going to welcome Jessica Avery. She's a massage therapist here in Valdosta. She is going to be joining our vendor list, and just glad to have her.
Yes, and I see that Blake Gauthier is watching. And so, Blake, you come on down to the show, too. It's just a short drive from Canada to South Georgia.
Just a short drive, Blake. Just hop in your little vehicle and just trek it right on down.
Ride that motorcycle.
Ride that motorcycle down here, Blake.
Yes, sir.
Janet Sumner, thank you for joining us. Blake, listen, if you could come down here to Georgia and visit, make it a vacation, we'd love to have you down here in South Georgia. So, February the 18th, it is a free seminar for any athlete. It doesn't matter what kind of athlete. Now, there's a lot of focus on bodybuilding, but they will be health and expo people there. You do not want to miss this. A lot of giveaways. We are really looking forward to being part of that. Fit Talk is also going to be sponsoring the Promoter Breakfast Gym. So we'll be sponsoring that, and we're glad to do that. And this will be taking place at the Allison Crossman Performing Arts Center in Lilburn, Georgia, which was a great venue. We had it there last year.
All right. How early do I have to get up to cook for everybody?
Pretty early, because we've got to be in Atlanta, in Lilburn, and then we've got to carry all that food. So, yeah, you better get up. You better just stay up all night and be cooking for that.
All right.
Well, it's January, and all the gyms are buzzing.
Oh, yeah, it's the busy season.
It's the busy season for these gyms. And all the gyms around South Georgia, even our little gym in Tifton, Anytime Fitness, is all a buzz. All these people coming in. And, you know, it's those New Year's resolutions. It's people who want to lose a few pounds, people who want to gain some muscle. And, yeah, that's why our guest that we're having tonight, you know, she's been through the gambit. She was not always as fit as she is now, and her story is just incredible. And she's going to have something to say to these people who are on their fitness journeys.
Right, and I think she will be an inspiration to a lot of people who are listening and watching tonight.
I think she will. Well, if you don't know who I'm talking about, with us tonight, right here in the studio, is Christina the Pretty Lifter Bryant. She is an IFBB pro, but she's so much more than that. That is a title that she'll carry with her for the rest of her life because of her great fitness journey. Christina, say hello to everybody.
Hello, South Georgia.
Well, we're just so glad to have you here, Christina, and we're going to bring you over so everybody can see you. Blake says that it's snowing.
It's snowing. Yeah.
It's snowing in Canada. Well, it was 75 degrees here in Georgia.
Not a good time to jump on that motorcycle.
No, no. Don't jump on the motorcycle. But and Sam McCord, thank you for joining us. Hey, so good to talk to you yesterday. Glad that you can join us here today. But I think it's going to be a great show. I have just come to love Christina. And Christina, I just appreciate you being on Fit Talk with us tonight and sharing with us and our listeners your whole journey of your fitness journey, your spiritual journey. And if you have any questions for Christina during the course of this hour, you can certainly call in at 229-241-1059. And she'll be glad to answer any questions. And Jim and I will be glad to answer any questions that you have for us as well. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to bring Christina on so y'all can all see what a beautiful young lady she is. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochrane, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation, erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Christina, say hello to everybody now that they can see your beautiful face.
Hello, everyone.
We are just so happy to have you with us here today. And I want to say hello to Lori and to Michael and to Dennis Shepherd. Christina, your story is just incredible, and I know you've been on the show here before, but I don't think you've been on here like this, where we're just, it's all about you and your journey, and then today's topic, we kind of put everything together, you know, and we were talking back and forth, and, you know, we said, you know, I said, Christina, well, how do you want me to title this?
So I wanted to be able to give advice to people who are actually on a journey of trying to stay fit or become a better version of themselves through health and wellness. We all have obstacles that come along that way that we may start January 1 and by the 15th of January, we're done. You know, we're here on day number 19, and there's a lot of people who have been keeping going, and then there's some people who are just feeling like, you know, I don't know if this is for me. And my words of encouragement are to you is to just keep going. It might not look like what you think it's supposed to feel like or look like. It's going to look like what your journey is supposed to look like.
You know, and I think that's right. You know, everybody's journey looks different, feels different, is different. They get there, you know, in a different way. But Christina, yours just started out incredible. You know, you had to scratch and claw your way to become an IFBB pro. And, you know, I've said this, and I've asked you to forgive me because I thought it in my head when I first saw you and you said that's what you were going to, you said you were going to be a bodybuilder, and you said, and I thought, I don't know if she is or not. I didn't have that confidence that you were going to get. And not only did you meet those expectations that you had set for yourself, you went above and beyond and became an IFBB pro. And that is not an easy thing to become, is it?
No, it's not at all. I think what really genuinely happened when we first met each other, it was two alpha women in a room.
I'm just glad I wasn't there.
two alpha women in the room, and I don't think either one of us know how to tilt the scales to, you know, make it work for each other. But I do genuinely think that when we met, I do feel as if you really genuinely had my best interest at heart. I think it was just us not knowing each other and how each other ticks.
You know, that was a good description of us. And, you know, since that time, it's been... Now, this journey with you and fitness started how many years ago?
I started in 2015, so if I had to put a number on it, about 7+ years ago.
And, you know, I mean, you've done something that people that I know personally that have been doing this, trying to reach that IFBB status for 20, 25, some of 30 years and haven't reached it, and you reached it in 7 years. That's incredible.
Yeah. But it hadn't been easy, I will say that. And there's a lot of trial and error that has gone along with it.
Well, okay, so just start us from the beginning and tell us, because you had to overcome a lot of obstacles. Mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. I mean, none of this is cheap, easy, you know. So just start from the beginning. Just tell us what was going through your mind. And how did you even get in your mind? Because you were not a skinny girl. It's not like you just needed to lose 20 or 30 pounds and gain a few pounds of muscle. You had to lose a lot of body fat. So, I mean, how did this even get in your mind and spirit?
So, to make a long story short enough for our time frame, I went through a traumatic divorce where my health was already kind of like downhill anyway. I was over 250 pounds. I was right at 270 pounds. And after my divorce, you know, I went to the doctor, let him know I was going through depression. And he said, you know, you're borderline diabetic. You also are obese. You're overweight for a 5'2", 270 pounds. So I can either put you on medication for the rest of your life, or I can encourage you to start working out now because you're still young enough to where if you change, all of this can shift in your favor with your health.
So actually just going through a divorce and realizing that you weren't healthy and going to the doctor, this is what started your journey.
Yes. Now, I will say with my journey, when I started, I was too embarrassed to go into a gym. I would not go into a gym for right at a year and a half. I didn't want people to look at me and think that she don't know what she's doing. She's in our way. I didn't want people to judge me on the way that I was using certain machines and equipment. And I also just wasn't happy with how I looked. You know, when I looked on social media, or if I looked at some of the women who are consistently in the gym, you know, I also admired them at the time, but I also was just like, well, I'm never going to look like that. But I want to look like something. So I met a couple down in my hometown, or up in my hometown in Warner Robins, Georgia, and they were bodybuilders at the time, and they owned a smoothie shop. And they said, you know, why don't you come lift with us? And once I touched the weight, it just progressively, the weight started falling off of my body, and I fell in love with it, and I wanted to keep going to see how far I could go with it.
Well, I remember this, and seeing you in the gym, and you never wore anything fitted. You always wore big baggy clothes, big sweatpants. I would see you up on that treadmill. I would see you come in, go out the door. Never did you take your clothes. I said, that girl's got to be burning up. She was on that treadmill, that step or whatever you were on, sweating, you know. And but I could see the transformation beginning, because I, you know, the clothes were still big, but I could tell you were getting smaller. And I'll never forget the day I first saw you with those clothes off. I know you probably don't remember, but because I don't know that I even said anything to you. You took that sweatshirt, and you were talking to somebody over there in the gym. You still had your sweatpants on, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe what was under that sweatshirt. And you aren't by any means perfect then, you know, or as muscular as you are even now. But I could just see, it was like it had just melted away off of your body. You probably weren't at your heaviest when I first met you, but you were still a pretty big girl when I first saw you.
When you saw me, I was probably around 190 pounds, and I still was trying to just get the body fat off. I had gotten with a coach there in Atlanta, and he was more so into a 30-day-plus challenge type of deal. So that's what we went for me, just to get me started. But what we learned later on was that wasn't really specifically tailored for me. That didn't work for me to try to get on stage at the level that I would compete at, to be able to win and do those things. So I had to find my way with that. But I started at 190 pounds, really focusing on, okay, I'm going to step on somebody's stage and become a bodybuilder.
Well, now, what show was your first show that you did?
I competed in Savannah, Georgia at the IMBF Supernatural show that they had there at the time with Mr. Rodney Hilaire. I did. And I took first place in women's bodybuilding. They didn't have enough competitors at the show for us to go pro at the time. It was only three of us. And I think I was more amazed at the ladies that were competing with me, because one of the ladies was like almost in her 80s. And she was tough. I mean, tough. She looked good. I just admired her. I was just like, you know, you don't care. You're up here in all your glory and you're happy. You're doing what makes you happy.
Well, speaking of that, just to tell everyone, our listeners and you, and I think I've already told Jim, Iris Davis, IFBB Pro, 79 years old, will be joining us again this year at NPC Night of the Gladiators. We had a long conversation on the telephone the other day, and just so she was a star last year, was she not?
She was.
And she is the poster child for staying in shape no matter what age. Her and Mr. What's his name, Jim? The older gentleman from North Georgia. Can't think of it. Anyway.
I remember who you're talking about. I called him my silver fox. He had the prettiest white hair.
Yeah, he does. He
yes,
does.
Yes.
I mean, those two, and also our friend over in Waycross, Jack.
Right. Jack.
Jack is also...
Jack Thomas.
Jack Thomas is also another one. You know, I have a lot of respect for older people, so I certainly understand why you would have so much respect and for that lady in her 80s, you know, competing. Okay, so you started off there. Now, it wasn't easy. Tell me what you had to do. Tell me, I mean, because there's people listening out there that I know want to take this, or they want to take that step. They're like you, and this is not the first time I've heard people say, I didn't want to go to a gym. I didn't want people to look at me or judge me or talk about me or whisper or think I'm in there. What, you know, I've heard that over and over again. So how did you overcome that? How did you, you know, what brought you to that first gym and helped you get on that stage?
Well, let me say first, Maria, we've talked about people having that type of anxiety before. And we had a gym owner in here not too long ago, and he said, if you're actually having that experience, now it's one thing if it's just on you, and oh, I'm afraid, I'm scared, but if you go into a gym and people are making you uncomfortable and making you feel unwanted because, oh, you're not in the best shape, and you're at the wrong gym. And that was coming from a gym owner. You're at the wrong gym.
That's right, because as gym owners, Jim and I both know, we were there to help people. We were there to help you, not to judge you, not to talk about you, not to say that you're in our way. But, you know, we were there to help people. And he was absolutely right. Hit the nail on the head there. If you have that feeling in a gym, then you're at the wrong gym. And there are so many gyms now out there. You can find a gym that fits your needs, whatever it is. I mean, here in Valdosta, there is just, I mean, the sky's the limit here, from all the way from CrossFit gyms to big box gyms to hometown gyms. So I think you can find just about anything you need here in Valdosta.
Yes, I do agree with that. I personally train at the YMCA here, and the only reason I do that is just because of the odd hours that I have. And also, there's a different type of mentality for me at the level that I'm at as a competitor that I try to protect when I am getting ready for a show or when I am competing. I can't have any outside distractions. And unfortunately, big commercial gyms, you do have that. So I want to get in, get out, and go on about the rest of my day, because it's only 24 hours in a day, and I can only fit so much into it. But one of the most important things was, when I was getting ready for a show, was to make sure that my gym time was used specifically for what we came in there to do. And that was to handle business, to get ready for a show.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you lost this weight, and you stepped on stage. Now, from the time you started, how long was it before you actually stepped on that first stage?
It took me from 2015 to 2017 to actually just get prepared to get on stage as an amateur. And I say that to any future competitors that are amateurs. One thing that will mess with your mind is by looking at social media and watching professional athletes get ready and compete. You should use that as a guide, but you should not use that as what you should look like as you're stepping on stage as an amateur for the first time ever. The main things that you should look for when you are stepping on stage for the first time ever is you know that you did your best, and also listen to what the judges' critiques are, because then that's what you have to build off of.
All right, so from 2015 to 2017, how many people actually there are? I knew there was people that helped you. You had coaches and people. But how many people actually were looking at you and saying, why are you doing this? Or you don't have to do this to prove anything. Or, you know, how did you overcome those obstacles of people that were not in that corner? Because a lot of people
and we're questioning you.
Yeah, we're questioning you. You know, a lot of people are not in that bodybuilding corner.
I learned early on that you're going to get opinions, but you don't have to take them. And if you were not there to fuel my focus, then unfortunately I had to eliminate you for that time frame. And I knew once I got off the stage and was finished competing at that show, if you were still there in my corner, either being at my show or when I got back home from wherever I was out of town competing, then I knew that you were my person. I'm going through now with one of my lifestyle mentor coaches, Miss Dana. We talk about that. You know, your people are going to find you. You don't have to go out and look for them. They're going to see themselves in you, and likewise, you're going to see yourself in them, and you are going to gravitate towards each other. So just so happened I was blessed enough to be surrounded by my people.
Well, that is great. Now, as you begin this journey, okay, you did that first show. How did you cross over into the NPC?
After I did that natural show, the coach that I had at the time was like, I really do think that you have the shot to cross over into the NPC. I was scared. I was just like, what? No, I'm not going to do that. And my first show ever was the Lee Haney Games 2017. I took fourth place.
Well, you started off with a big show.
Big show. Big show.
I think we were there that time.
Big show. It was one of the biggest that they have here in Georgia. We already kind of knew what the critiques were going to be because I had lost so much weight that we had to build muscle, and we also had to bring conditioning to my package because I had loose skin. I did. I had lost over 100 pounds, and that's what was left. So we had to do a lot more work than what just starting off was going to look like for me.
Now, you went back and won at the Lee Haney, and Jim and I were there then.
Yeah, in 2018, I competed in one more show after 2017. I did Border Clash, and the same critiques again. Sandy said, you just need to get tighter, which Sandy Williamson, if you don't know who that is the IFBB, she's one of the head judges. But she said, you need to get tighter. So I got with a coach who actually was a professional coach that worked with professional athletes, and 2018, I went back to the Lee Haney Games, and I actually won the overall title for women's physique.
In physique, that's mm-hmm. right. Jim and I were there then, and saw you there, and you looked great.
Yeah, and well-deserved victory.
Well-deserved victory.
Thank you.
That time. And so, when did you? So you won that one. So that qualified you.
Yes, that qualified me to do nationals, but at the time, financially, I couldn't afford to do it. Miami Nationals was literally maybe a month afterwards. And my coach said, you know, kid, let's do Nationals. And I said, coach, I can't afford it. You know, from the hotel room to the national entry-level fees that you have to pay, it's really something that you have to sit down and you have to plan for. And at that time, I couldn't do that. I wasn't working. I was a student. And I just had to wait my time.
Well, I mean, yeah, Kristen, I mean, you did all this, went through all this whole journey, you know, working, going to school, trying to lose the weight, getting on stuff. I mean, that is a lot on anybody's plate, a lot. But every obstacle that you know, you found a way to get over it and to move forward.
Yes. I learned early on how to assess what I need to be able to meet a goal. And I say this to anybody who's just doing a regular fitness goal. You need to write it down. You need to make it plain as day. God will tell you at any day, write the vision and make it plain. You know, give the desires of your heart down to what it's going to feel like when you're standing on stage. What do you think that's going to feel like? To what your victory meal will be afterwards. To what it's going to smell like when you're getting tanned. You need to have those things written down so the vision will be clear for you and what it's going to look like for you. And even if you're getting ready to just do a basic weight loss. Listen, I want to be 150 pounds if that's your goal as a female or a male. You write down, well, what is 150 pounds going to look like for you? How are you going to feel at that 150 pounds? And then you ask yourself, is this truly the goal that I have in mind? Because you are who you are, not what you look like. And I tell people that. I had to learn that. And at the level that I'm at now, I'm transitioning to worrying about more so what's on the inside than just what this statue looks like on stage. I didn't work on that after my divorce at all. I worked on the physical because that was something that I felt held me back in a lot of arenas, and started now, 7 years later, working on the mental part of it, you know.
Well, I think you're working on the mental and the spiritual.
Yes.
We are spiritual, physical, and mental beings. That's a good place to stop, and I'm going to bring Jim over where he can talk with you. And I'll be over there in the hot in the corner, and we're going to take another commercial break, and we're going to continue on this with the story and this journey, this great journey of Christina's, right here on Fit Talk. This is 105.9 WVGA, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation. Erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-known facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we have Christina Bryant, the Pretty Lifter, in the house tonight. Christina, what a great guest. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we got to where you are in the... You've won the Lee Haney. You didn't go to Nationals, what, in 2018? So where did you go from there?
From there, I ended up going to Nationals in 2019 at Junior Nationals in Chicago. God bless my dad, who passed this past June, but he actually went with me. That was his hometown, and we got to travel there, and I actually went pro in women's physique, Class A winner. Then from there... my first pro debut show was in 2020. I took third at the Chicago Pro. And I will tell you, the year 2020 was hard for everybody. That is the COVID year.
COVID year, yeah.
Yes, it is. I was one of those people that was sneaking into the back doors of gyms. I was trying to figure out how I was going to eat chicken and have toilet paper, just like everybody else was. But I will say the dedication and the mindset that I had there was relentless because it was a goal that I truly wanted to reach. I knew I had the potential at the time. And the coach that I had at the time was just like, Chrissy, we're going to do this. So figure it out. He didn't care. Figure it out. And I did. From there, I went to Omaha the following year in 2021. Omaha Pro as well as Tampa Pro, and I took fifth at both of those places, but I grew. I literally stepped on stage in 2021 at 155 pounds, shredded, like shredded. You could see glute striations and everything, but I was too big for the category. The girls there were 125 pounds. I overpowered them on stage. From there, I decided to go into women's bodybuilding, and was offered the opportunity to be sponsored by the Olympia owner, Jake Wood, and Wings of Strength this past year in 2022. And that was an amazing experience, to be honest with you. I got to sit down and interview with 8-time Linda Murray, actually getting to travel over the country to the Olympia, to Chicago Pro, to work a booth and just spread the knowledge and the word about female bodybuilding. Which was introduced back into the league in 2020 after having been taken away. So just to be in the camaraderie of, with all those women, and it was just a fun time for me. But going into 2023, there's just a lot of things within me spiritually that I experienced in the sport that made me decide to sit back and really reevaluate what it is that I want to do. Is this something that I want to do for the rest of my life? And I felt like I owed it to myself to figure out what the rest of my life would look like. And if bodybuilding really fit into that. And that was a hard decision to make. But at that time, And even now, bodybuilding does not fit into the life that I want to live and want to create for myself as I get older. It's no shade against anything. There's no health issues with me. There's none of those things that do come with bodybuilding for some competitors. But for me, it's more so taking the control of what my mental and spiritual health looks like and no longer just focusing on my physical.
It sounds like your life goals have changed.
Yes. Yes. A friend of mine in D.C. and also one of my sponsors, Octane Energy, Tony and her husband, we sat down and talked Sunday before last, and she said, "Chrissy, you had a rebirth. You had a rebirth of what it is life should look like for you." And I received that from her, and I said, "That's what I call it if someone's to ask me."
Well, if you think about, you know, what got you started on your fitness journey to begin with, it wasn't, you didn't start off saying, "Okay, I just have to be an IFBB pro. I have to be a bodybuilding professional. That's it." No, you were about getting healthy, losing some weight, becoming a healthier person, and you did that. And
yes.
Along the way, you know, you came across this bodybuilding.
And I just so happened to be good at it.
And you set goals and you achieved them. But, you know, this is something, especially at that level, that's not necessarily something that everyone wants to do for an entire lifetime.
Correct. Correct.
It's such a commitment.
It is, and I do think that the way that social media positions it, it makes people think that I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to have this, I got to have that, and I'm going to be happy. So when these people achieve this, just like me, when I achieved my pro status, I said to myself, okay, what's next? Like, I thought I would feel some kind of more of a gratification from it, and I didn't, and I knew why. It's because I was feeding ego. I wasn't feeding love anymore. I wasn't feeding the healthy side of what it is to stay fit and to focus on longevity and health.
Wow, that was well said there.
Yes.
I really
yes.
like that, Christina. Yes. Say that. Can you say it again so that these people can hear it? Especially, you know, like Jim said, you started out with one thing and you ended up with this grandeur thing. And you will be an IFBB pro for the rest of your life. That will be your title. Now, I didn't title this particular segment here today with that. I just you know, used your name. I didn't use, but you know, that you will always have that. But just to be fit and stay fit and have the lifestyle and then progress professionally, spiritually, and mentally as a person, that's basically what you just said. Is that correct? I mean,
yes, and it is. And I want people to understand, in order for me to have been so successful in going to school and obtaining my degree, to getting a job in healthcare, you know, it still requires me to get up every morning, 5 a.m., to get to the gym to make sure I'm getting my cardio in, make sure that my meals are prepped and prepared for me to be successful during the week. So the things that I learned in bodybuilding definitely trickled over into my life. And it's not just for bodybuilding. It's literally my lifestyle for health and wellness.
Whether you ever, you know, compete at that level again or not, you know, you can still continue a fitness journey.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure you will.
Yes.
And, you know, Some people get into it and they want to do it, you know, basically forever. You mentioned Iris Davis and a couple others, Maria. And, you know, think about our friend Brockman, who's done 100 shows,
wow.
You know, over the years. And, you know, some people just, you know, they get the bug and it sticks with them forever. Others, you know, they get into it. They do it as long as they enjoy it. And, you know, then they go on to something else. So it's whatever's best for you.
That's right. That's right. And I do want people to know that the processes that you learn, it's a discipline that comes along with it. And I tell people all the time, not everybody can possess that type of discipline. That's how I know that anything that I do from here on out, I'm going to be successful in, because I set myself up to lead a lifestyle that is disciplined. You have to be disciplined to want spiritual growth. You have to be disciplined to want mental health and wellness growth. And if you don't possess that one simple thing, it's going to be very hard for you. It's going to require you to sacrifice those things that are no longer helping you to be better. And that's in anything that you do in life. Any goal that you set out to achieve in life, if you lack the discipline and the consistency, it's going to be a hard time for you.
That's a good point. And Maria, I think you posted or reposted something along those lines recently about, or actually someone, one of our friends posted, you liked it. Mm-hmm. And it said something like, you know, you have to exercise and work at spiritual growth just like you would
Absolutely.
Your physical growth.
Absolutely. Christine, I couldn't be more proud if you were my daughter. I hear those same things that came out of my son, Christian, who is very successful. And he didn't make it to the pros, you know, in baseball, and he was heartbroken over that. But it was because of an injury, you know, that he couldn't help. But, you know, I've watched his discipline that still carries on today, and he's in his 30s, close to your age, you know, mid-30s, and he's going to be successful no matter what he does, because he took those disciplines that he learned in sports and in bodybuilding, and now, of course, he's a wonderful Christian man, and I just hear that in you. And over here, I almost feel a sense of pride, you know, like you're my child. I was almost tearing up listening to you talk just now. And people need to really grasp what you're saying. Don't they, Jim? I mean, they just, yes. You know, and I just saw your journey. I saw you sweat. I saw the sweat, blood, and tears, and I didn't see all of it because you moved away. But now you're back in South Georgia. You're back at South Georgia Medical Center. You're the auditor. Is that correct for the hospital?
The auditor there.
The auditor there. I mean, anybody that has any questions for you, if you have a question, if you're listening to us by Facebook Live or on 105.9, if you have a question for Christina, you're welcome to call in. We've got a few more minutes here, 241-1059. You're very approachable. If you are beginning a fitness journey, Christina, I'm sure, could answer any questions. She could find the right person for you. I know you're not training anybody right now because you're trying to focus on yourself, your new professional career here, and you want to continue your own fitness journey and your spiritual journey.
Yes, I've got to figure out how to maneuver that for me because I am so used to lifting a certain way or eating a certain way. That's not necessary for the type of lifestyle and wellness and health that I want. It doesn't require that anymore. So having to recondition my mind to shift to what it is to train strictly for just health and wellness has definitely been an obstacle for me. But it's something that I know if I've accomplished everything else that I've accomplished, I know that I can accomplish this. It may look a little different, but I got this.
Well, she did turn down that little bite-sized candy bar, Jim.
I did.
In a hurry.
And it was just a little bite.
I mean, and she said, no, I can't eat that. I can't have that sugar. Well, listen, I just popped it in my mouth. I didn't even give it a second thought.
Same here. Well, listen, Dennis Shepherd, thanks for joining us on Facebook Live. Lori Tucker, Sean, and Melissa Eikenberry. Now, listen, I told y'all at the beginning of the show that Christina was going to be inspiring. And you don't have to be into the sport of bodybuilding to pick up on some of this and realize that, you know, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. If you're trying to just shed a few pounds, or if you're just trying to be a little healthier, whatever it is, you know, you're going to face some obstacles. You're going to face some barriers, and we're going to talk about those. And we've already touched on some. But so we want to identify what some of the common barriers are and how to get past them.
Yes. One of the first ones is I don't have enough time to exercise. So when I hear those words, back when I was actually training clients, I tell people all the time, you owe it to yourself 1 hour out the day for self. Whatever self-care looks like for you with 1 hour out of your day, you got to make it happen. Which trickles into the next thing, which is our number two, which is getting up early. If you know that you get off of work too late and you don't want to be in the gym, or you got kids you got to get home, take care of, then you got to shift your mindset and say, okay, what can I control? If those babies don't have to be up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning, then 5-6 o'clock in the morning should be your me time. And I guarantee you, if you're getting up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, it's very quiet. Your thoughts are controlled. and you have a little bit more peace and acknowledgement of what it is that you need to work on.
And I'll tell you something else, because I've been doing this a little bit myself lately. When you walk into work in the morning, you know, if you start at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning, and usually you're kind of dragging in there, man, I'm stepping lively. At 7, 8 o'clock, if I've already been in the gym for an hour or so, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. It takes charge of your day. When you get up and you get to sweating and you get those endorphins and everything going in the body, you think clearer when you do that.
But, you know, that excuse, I don't have enough time, it reminds me of, you know, we have a friend who has a gym in Dalton, Georgia, and Mason. And the name of the gym is 1440 Fitness. And the name came from the fact that we all have the same number of minutes in a day, and we choose how to use them. 1,440 minutes in a day. What are you going to do with your 1440?
Exactly. The next thing out of the top five would be number three, which would be, I think that exercise is boring. And I even myself have found myself saying, okay, this is boring. I got to figure this out. I got to figure out what the steps are going to do. It's okay for you to go to an exercise class that they offer at the gym. It's okay for you to get on the spin bike. It's okay for you to develop high-intensity training, or what they call HIIT training. There's so many different avenues, so many different apps that they have now that you can literally plug in what it is you want to do, and it'll create it for you. But exercise does not have to be the conventional treadmill. It does not have to be the conventional Stairmaster. You can incorporate so many different things. And if it's not making you happy, you got to evaluate again on your list of things. Okay, what can I do differently that's going to give me that happy feeling when I'm exercising?
You know what I've discovered? Because, yeah, I always thought the treadmill was so boring. And if you do 30 minutes on the treadmill, oh my gosh, it seems like I've been on here for 3 hours.
Yes.
But they added a great new feature to those treadmills. They have a TV
screen. They have a television.
So if you watch one of your favorite shows, that 30 minutes goes by a lot quicker.
That's what I do. I watch my TV while I'm on that treadmill or that bike.
If you're trying to do some kind of fitness activity that you're bored with, find one that's fun for you. I mean, there's boxing classes, there's MMA training, there's just so many different things out there.
CrossFit.
So, CrossFit, you know, find one that you actually enjoy, you know. Even, you know, play racquetball, play tennis, you know, whatever you got to do to get that body moving.
That's right.
All right, so another barrier that's pretty common, I'm too tired to exercise after work. And I understand, I get that. You very well could be. But we already mentioned you might want to try going first thing in the morning. Or, you know, every workout doesn't have to be an hour or hour and a half.
Right?
If you can get that 15 minutes in, maybe on your lunch break, or if you have any kind of break during the day, 15 minutes here and then 15 minutes there, you know, adds up. It helps.
It does.
It all helps,
right?
It
does a lot. And it's okay. So what I found is, if you got stairs in your building or your office, use them. They are your friend. Use them.
Don't use the elevators or the escalators.
And also, as far as, you know, I'm too tired to exercise after work, here's a tip. I know I have to do this. If I'm planning to go after work, I've got to go directly from work. Don't go home first. Don't say, oh, I got to go home and get my gym bag or change clothes or whatever. Once you get to the house, you know, there's that recliner,
yes,
you know, looking right at you, calling your name. You know? So don't do, have your gym bag, have your stuff, your
in the vehicle,
whatever you have, in your vehicle, a towel, whatever you need at all times. And that makes it a lot easier.
Preparation is one thing that helped set me apart from some of the other competitors that I was friends with, and I would listen to their stories compared to my stories and just some of the excuses. And I knew that they had the potential to be greater than where they were on their journey. And the biggest thing was their preparation. They lacked that. You know, I don't want to go home at night and cook a pound of chicken and make veggies and everything else to do that. But I knew I had a goal that I wanted to reach. So unfortunately, I had to go home and make those chicken and veggies so I would be prepared for my next day. And if you can't go home and cook, or you're not a good cook, because not all of us can cook, then there are meal prep companies around every town that I know of that will definitely get you prepared for that. You just tell them what you need cooked, and they will cook it for you. And some of them even deliver to your front door.
No excuse, really.
At all.
No excuse these days. Back in the day when I started lifting, I mean, there was not hardly even gyms for women. It was just gyms for men. Just the old iron equipment, the old, you know, no meal prep companies, you know, no lot of classes back in the day, you know. So nowadays we have no excuse. Meal prep companies, gyms of all kinds, any kind of training that you want, coaches on every corner. You know, didn't even have, Christina, all we had was women's bodybuilding back in my day, the 70s and early 80s. There was no bikini, you know. So really, we have no excuse not to work out or exercise and eat properly.
You know, speaking of no excuses, another barrier, obstacle, people will say, I'm too lazy to exercise. Well, you know, I guess at least maybe you're being honest.
Right, being honest.
But look, if that's the case, work with your nature, not against your nature. Plan physical activity for the times of the day when you do feel more energetic. It might not be after work for you. It might not be the end of the day.
Right.
So also, if that describes you, you might want to set realistic expectations.
Yes, that part.
You know, maybe you're setting the bar too high. You don't have to go on a 10-mile run. You know, maybe a half-mile run to start
right
off with, or whatever it might be.
I don't think you had any expectations, Christina, when you first started your fitness journey, that you were going to be an IFBB pro.
No, I didn't. I literally just wanted to be able to say that I'm a competitor and get on stage. I didn't see how far. I think it was the people who saw me, you and the other people that I surrounded myself with, that saw potential in me at the time that I didn't see. It took me to now, looking back over the years, to say, hey, I had a good run at this thing. Like,
you definitely did. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to pressure you. I just see, and I told you, and I've told a lot of people, I could see you on the Olympia stage and winning one day, you know, in the future. I know that, you know, your goals have shifted, and I understand that. But if that had been something that you pursued, Christina, you would be there. I have no doubt in my mind that you wouldn't be a Miss O if you had set your goals on that. But I certainly understand this sport, along with any other sport, if it becomes your God, can lead you in a direction in your life that you don't want to go in.
You said a mouthful with that one, if it becomes your God. And
that's
I'll be
right.
Honest with you, with the way that my life was, you know, my parents could tell you, they could attest to this. I did put bodybuilding before my spiritual walk. And I think that some of the things that I experienced and the things that I've seen is because I didn't have God first. I had ego first. I got to be this first. I never had God in that equation. Until I was hungry and sleep deprivated. God needs help.
That's just human nature.
No, that's just your nature to do it, especially when you've depleted so much body fat off of your body and you're eating at a deficit. Those things, you have no choice but to turn to God to ask for help. So that shouldn't have been the only time that I looked to God for help during this sport. He should have been there all along. And that's something that now I'm looking back on and saying, you know, you got to get it together. And I did in 2023. You know, the relationship that I have with God and the things that I've seen transition in my life have definitely changed me as a person.
Well, I'm just so proud of you and all that you've accomplished. I just think that you're just such an inspiration to everyone that knows you and that listens to your story. And I think that not only have you been an inspiration, Christina, I think that you're going to be an inspiration always, no matter what you do. If you never step back on that stage, that IFBB stage, that's not going to matter. God's going to use you. He's going to open the doors for you professionally, you know, and spiritually. You know, all we have to do is just follow His will for our life. You know, there was a time in my life where I put ego, self, and all that first. We all did. And I was probably about your age, too. No kidding. But, you know, as Christians, God always has a way of pulling us back. And I thank God that He pulled me back from something that could have been very harmful to me, something that would have pulled me away from what I am now, who I am now as a wife, a mother, a grandmother. And I wouldn't take anything in the world for my life now, you know, and my home and my children and my grandchildren. So I just admire you and respect you, and thank you for coming tonight.
Well, listen, as we wrap this up, Christina, any last words, anything we didn't cover that you'd like to say at this point?
Always lead with love. Always, always, always focus on self-awareness. If you're not able to focus on self-awareness, you will not be able to receive what God and universe has for you. You're going to be clouded with everything else. So lead with love. Focus on self-awareness and choose God first always.
Thank you so much for being with us on Fit Talk.
Oh, what a tremendous blessing tonight. If you didn't get to hear live tonight, this will be posted on Facebook Live for the next 30 days, so you certainly want to listen in to it. I want to thank our sponsor, Valdosta Health and Wellness, for being one of our Fit Talk sponsors for many, many years now, but also being the sponsor for our NPC Night of the Gladiators. And she's got a brand new business over there, and they're doing all kind of lasers, and Brandy is going to be with us, and Natalie, the office manager, next week is going to be with us on the show and tell us all about that, and hair removal on your face. It's going to be a beautification day, Jim.
Okay.
So we'll...
Well, who doesn't need beautification?
That's right. I need beautification. But Valdosta Health and Wellness is Tracy Livingston and them are doing a great job over there, helping women and men with their hormones, as well as this new laser thing on the face. And they're going to tell us all about it next Thursday night. And so what a great show, though.
That's right. But all things must come to an end. So I want to remind everyone listening, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.